Missouri has 54 active tax credit programs, which served up $627 million in the 2009 fiscal year. How much of a return did Missouri get for those tax credits? Keeping track of successes and failures has not been a priority. But Senator Brad Lager of Savannah, the committee chairman, wants to change that.
My belief is that we need to go back through all of these programs, all of our tax credit programs. Let's look at what was authorized and issued over the last few years.
Representative Shane Scholler of Willard wonders why the state is taking risks on behalf of businesses that don't show results first.
They're able to keep their money in the bank, and meanwhile, the rest of the taxpayers are insuring, you know, the project's able to go forward. And that's not, to me, what, you know, free markets were about. It was about being willing to take risk, and that's what's really becoming a concern to me. I don't like the idea that they're coming now. I'm basically saying, you give us cash, we'll walk away. Sounds a little bit like a threat to me.
The committee will consider recommending a review and closer scrutiny of the tax credit programs. Steve Walsh, Missouri Med, at the Capitol.